back at Lance Arena as we get set for the tip-off of Edwardsville and the Silver Streaks. Mike Waldo, the head coach of Edwardsville, a storied program to say the least. He has 462 career wins. They're 4-0 coming in. They'll start a lineup at guard. Tommy Anderson leads the Southwest Conference at 6.5 assists a game. Brandon Wheeler, a 13-a-game scorer. And their frontline big, Rodney Coe, a 6'4 junior, Will Triggs, all conference, headed to Austin Peay, a 6'5 senior, and Zach Sedlasak, a 6'7" junior. Four of his streaks, Dalton Davis, Brandon Thompson holding down the guard spots. Ryan Ricketts, and a forward, 6'3 junior, Victor Davis, 6'5 senior, and Chad Thompson will play the small forward tonight. More of his style, really, able to step out and shoot it, 6'6 junior, Victor Davis averaging 21 to lead the streaks in that category. Will Triggs, you'll hear his name a lot, 16 points, 13 and a half rebounds, and three blocks a game. He wins the tip, and we're underway with Tommy Anderson, leading assists person in the Southwest Conference with the ball. Galesburg shorthanded tonight without Ryan McElmurray and Calvin Mosley. This will be a heck of a battle tonight, and Galesburg's got its work cut out for him. Anderson with the basketball on top of the key. Edwardsville and the white tops with the orange trim. Inside, high post, Sedlacek down to Coe or Will Triggs, who gets the first bucket of the game, and Edwardsville moved that very nicely from high to low, and they take a 2-0 lead.
Triggs with a big-time move down there, got it low, faked right, went left, got the kids off guard, and it's going to be a big battle down low, and all Victor Davis can handle today, he's going to be up against it with Triggs and company.
They're huge. 6'7", 6'5", 6'4". Dalton Davis with it out on the right wing, guarded by Anderson. Galesburg in the traveling gold and black stripes. Chad Thompson back to Brandon Thompson, deep on the left wing in front of their head coach, Mike Waldo. They're in a man-to-man defense. Dalton Davis now right wing, skips it across. Chad Thompson trying to pull the trigger, cut off by Sedlasek. Out to Brandon Thompson, three on the way. Good on the left wing. Brandon Thompson, he's been in double figures, averaging 11 a game over his last five, and we're going to need all of that in this one.
Both teams perfect on their first possessions. Good ball movement, got the shot that they wanted, and the Streaks with a lead at 3-2. Let's hope that's not their only lead of the night.
Backdoor pass, Sedlasek too high for the cutting Will Triggs underneath the basket, and alley-oop, and it went over his head, so a turnover on the Tigers, first turnover of the game.
You know, we talk about Triggs, and he's really their offensive star, but Sedlasek's the biggest guy on the court at 6'7".
Yeah, averages seven rebounds a game, and he's one of the tops in blocks. Their top three players in the conference, all Edwardsville players in blocks. Brandon Thompson, pull-up jumper, free throw line area, no good. Rodney Coe, averaging five rebounds a game, comes down with it. They are big, 6'4".
Whew. Coe looks like their muscle man. He is stout.
Yeah, he's a big kid up top with it. He'll swing it around now on the ref's right wing. Mike Reynolds, calling out the defensive play. Anderson just got away with a travel. No, he didn't. They called it as he took a second hop step. So Edwardsville back-to-back turnovers in Galesburg, a 3-2 lead. 6:06 to go first quarter. And we got a guy tying his shoe.
I got to think maybe that turnover on Anderson, he started to try to do a hop step in the paint. Well, there was Ryan Ricketts standing there, and
yep.
There was nowhere to land. Ryan taking up some space there, I think, helped create that turnover, and he's big tonight inside for Galesburg.
Dalton Davis off a pass by Ricketts. Shot no good from three. Victor Davis, putback is good over Triggs. Good work inside. Victor gives Galesburg a 5-2 lead. Get as many as you can right now. The thing with Edwardsville, they're not going to get up and down a lot, so they're not going to wear out a shorthanded roster in terms of running and gunning. They only average 53 points a game, but they're tough. Three on the left wing, put down by Brendan Wheeler. An outstanding three-point shooter. He makes four threes a game on average. 5-5 our score, 5:25 to go first quarter. Chad Thompson with it on the right wing. He'll dribble out up top Victor Davis. Over to Dalton Davis, left of his circle, off the screen. Brandon Thompson, three on the way. Off the back of the iron, no good. Up high to get that one, Will Triggs. That time he took Victor Davis out of the way. Triggs headed to Austin Peay on a scholarship to play basketball, and they'll have more. Crossover by Anderson down on the baseline. He gets the pass back. Sedlasek, top of the key, looking inside. Good cover-up by Davis, and a travel by Coe on the left baseline. As he tried to put a move on Chad Thompson, shuffled the feet, three Edwardsville turnovers already.
Well, Tigers coach Mike Waldo can't be too happy. If they keep turning it over, that'll give us an opportunity to stay in this game.
5-5.
That Anderson, that three-point shot they had, he's probably the key to the team. Otherwise, everybody's just going to pack it in against this team. But he keeps their defense loose by, like you say, hitting four three-pointers a game.
Up top, Victor Davis. Almost walked. He got it up top instead. Switch place with Dalton Davis. No-look pass inside. A bad one stolen away. Here comes Triggs coast-to-coast. Bumped. Smooth move to the basket on the second play. He missed the layup, but he gets fouled and will shoot two. He just glides through the air. Brandon Thompson picked up the foul. It is the first. Triggs to the free throw line. He's a good free throw shooter, 73%. 5-5 our score, 4:32 to go in a fast-moving first quarter. Edwardsville trying to regain the lead. Triggs takes his time at the line. The right-hander fires away and makes it.
Boy, you know, we talk about how strong Victor Davis is, and he certainly is, but, you know, standing next to Rodney Coe, this kid, man, big shoulders, big biceps. You can tell he spends a lot of time in the weight room. Oh, yeah. He is a specimen.
They take out Coe and they bring in Ivory Watts, who's 6'3" junior. So they just keep bringing size at you. Both free throws, Triggs, perfect. He has four in the game. Edwardsville, a 7-5 lead, 4:30 to go first quarter, as Dalton Davis brings it up against Tommy Anderson. Hand off, Davis trying to dribble toward the left baseline. They're just everywhere, cutting everybody off. Top of the key, driving. Chad Thompson, three on the right side, way short. Rebound off the floor. Ryan Ricketts had a handle on it. Triggs just got away with a travel. Come on, someone called a foul, and they get a timeout instead. Not a foul, but a travel. Triggs dove to the floor, skidded about 5 feet with the basketball, and they get the timeout. So we will use this opportunity to thank the folks at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Have a 2010 Altimas. It's power moonroof, push button start, power seat, CD player, and a lot more. Through January 4th, you can take advantage of a $1,500 rebate or combine 1.9% 60-month financing with a $500 rebate. The Altima gets over 30 miles a gallon and a 5-year, 60,000-mile factory warranty. Beautiful car. We appreciate the awesome transportation they provide. This one is a beauty. We've checked into the hotel, and they said, and what vehicle are you driving today? And Jim proudly said, well, we have a white 2010 Altima. Thank you very much.
And it has really good brakes, about 20 miles
that
north
was needed.
Of here. There was a spin out on the interstate. A couple of cars in the ditch. We had to stop in a hurry, and it got the job done.
So we thank them. Go check them out. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan. High post jumper put up no good by Triggs. Loose ball. Chased down by Chad Thompson. Poked away from him, and Triggs gets mugged going to the basket by Brandon Thompson. So a shorthanded streaks team now with a starter with two fouls after, Brandon or Chad had it, but he just simply got it taken away from him. You got to get in the weight room on that one.
Yeah, and you cannot go soft to a ball in this one. I mean, normally,
no, these are animals.
You know, Mike Reynolds isn't going to let you go soft anyway, but these guys, not only are they big and strong, but they are very aggressive. And you said it, Mike. Coach Mike Waldo for Edwardsville doesn't put up with anything but 100% effort. And this is almost a military-type team out here, and I think in the drills and the regimen they go through.
Go back in. Out goes Ivory Watts for a couple of minutes. 3:55 to go first quarter. 7-5 Edwardsville. Triggs just missed the first free throw. He's 2 out of 3. Trying to get this one down and give his team a 3-point lead. He fires away. Awkward-looking shot. Missed them both. Victor Davis, his second rebound. Kind of a push shot from his chest. Very unorthodox for a big guy. Victor Davis, top of the key, puts it on the floor, trying to attack. Coe gets it out. Brandon Thompson. Chad Thompson now on the right baseline. Back out to Brandon. Reset, down 7-5, uses a high screen, Dalton Davis. Now he's covered up out there by one of the guards, Brendan Wheeler, their shooter. Out on the left wing, Brandon Thompson. Up top, Chad Thompson. Sedlacek on him. He covers him up. Ryan Ricketts and Chad Thompson, both top of the key. Victor Davis, three on the right wing. Good! Over the outstretched arms of Cole.
Big, big shot.
Galesburg gets the lead back, 8-7. So love how they're responding down a player or two early in this ball game.
Excellent ball movement. Ryan Ricketts coming out high to help the guards out a little bit when they got in some trouble, dropped it off, then they'd reset the offense, and Victor nails the three. So we're hanging in there with a very, very big, strong team.
Up top, a three by Wheeler. No good. Victor Davis clears his third board of the game to go with 5 points, and Galesburg a 1-point lead with the ball. 2:55 to go first quarter. Right wing, Dalton Davis with it. He's guarded out there by Tommy Anderson. Ball loose, picked up by Chad Thompson on the left wing. Back over to Dalton Davis. Inside, no-look feed, ball fake, shot up by Ricketts, partially blocked by Sedlacek, and he came away with a rebound. I like the ball fake, just couldn't get it up over Sedlacek. Good play, and a nice feed inside from Dalton Davis. Bringing it up for Edwardsville, Tommy Anderson. Bounce pass up top, into the hands of their shooter, Wheeler. Back on the right wing, Wheeler now top of the key, off his screen, 24-footer, buried it. Second three by Wheeler, he is a pure shooter. 10-8 Edwardsville. 2:17 to go first quarter. Here's another shooter, Chad Thompson, left side. Yes! Chad Thompson's first three, Galesburg's third of the quarter, and they regain the lead 11-10. It's a fun game so far.
It is, and the Silver Streak's going to have to keep this up. We've got to hit a high percentage of three-point shots, probably our biggest percentage of the year to stay in this game with these guys. They are strong, but so far the Streak's playing very well through one period.
Here's another three by their shooter. You got to find him. Man. He just buried another one. Wheeler's third of the quarter on the baseline. It doesn't get much better than that. He can flat out shoot it. Chad Thompson with it left wing. Find that guy. Up top, Victor Davis puts it on the floor. Out to Chad. Let's see if he's got another one ending. This one way short. Rebound off the floor to Coe, and this is where you worry. 13-11 Edwardsville with the ball. A minute and a half to go first quarter. Anderson trying to break down Thompson, but he brings it back out top of the key. They run their offense. Here's the shooter guarded by Helton Davis, who's lost him a couple of times. Wheeler hawked out air foul. Coe with it. Free throw line jumper over Chan Thompson. No good. Give him that shot
good
all day.
Good block out by
sure was. Ricketts. Ryan Ricketts with the board. Galesburg the ball. Down two. A minute 12 to go first quarter. Played well in this first quarter. Outside of a couple of missed assignments on a shooter. Here's a bad pass by Thompson. Out. Where is Dalton Davis not chasing down the guy with the ball? And Tommy Anderson just made a layup. Why did he let him go like that? 15-11. 57 seconds to go in the quarter. Back the other way, Dalton Davis. He loses the basketball.
Wow,
then gets it back.
Hustle.
Look what he found for a basket and a foul. Called on Coe. Wow. That literally was a look what he found. It was tipped right to him for a layup and a three-point opportunity.
He had it poked from behind, but he stayed after it, went after the ball, got it back, and got really plowed under by the strong kid we talked about. Rodney Coe buried him, but he still made the shot and will get a free throw. Probably got off the floor with a bruise on that one, but the Streaks really showing up strong here in this first
sure
quarter.
Are.
I'm real proud of their effort.
Davis trying for a three-point play. Free throw is good. Came in at 58.5%. Made it 15-14. Edwardsville with 50 seconds to go, and Galesburg some 1-2-2 pressure here at three-quarter court. Chan Thompson, the point of that zone. Getting it across. Almost got the steal. Trigg to the basket. Wild shot and a charge is called on Will Triggs. His first foul. Turnover number 5 on Edwardsville. Galesburg's got him a little rattled.
Victor Davis drawing the charge that time. And Coach Mike Reynolds really liked what he saw. In fact, he helped the official make the call with his coat off. Threw that arm back the other way. And the Streaks with a chance to take the lead here toward the end of the period.
Victor Davis down on the baseline. Chad Thompson to Ricketts. He gets bumped in the post. Coe's got number 2 as he bumped Ricketts to the floor. Third team foul on the Tigers of Edwardsville.
We told you Coe is solid. We haven't seen anybody knock Ryan Ricketts over like that,
no.
Even in football season. That tells you how strong he is.
Here comes their biggest kid, Zach Sedlusak, in for Coe. And Sedlusak at 6'7 and probably 235. Big kid. Victor Davis inbounds up top to Chad Thompson. 29 seconds to go. Galesburg down one. Garrett Williams in the ballgame, 4 of his streaks. Junior guard.
Yeah, let's take the final shot of the quarter.
Absolutely. No hurry. Get the last shot. Hey, you go down one at the end of the first quarter. It was a great effort. You take the lead, even better. Dribbling up top. Got to watch the 5 count. Dalton Davis absolutely hawked out there by Williams. And then Garrett Williams got it stripped out of his hands. But it stays with the streaks. 11 seconds to go in the first quarter. Edwardsville, a 15-14 lead. Dalton Davis dribbles left wing, up top Victor Davis. He's going to put it on the floor, skip it across to Thompson. 4 seconds, Williams partially blocked for 3, no good. Ryan Ricketts, running shot at the buzzer, missed the front of the rim. He grabbed the ball in one motion, threw it up at the rim from the free throw line, couldn't get it to go down. Nonetheless, a good first quarter for the Streaks, trailing state-ranked Edwardsville just by 1. 15-14, the Tigers lead. We're back with the second quarter in a moment. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
As a mother, you keep a close eye on your family, watching over them, seeing to their needs, looking after their health. That's why OSF St. Mary Medical Center consistently recruits the best minds in healthcare, from nurses and technicians to physicians and surgeons. And why we offer not one, but 8 convenient clinics throughout the Galesburg area. Learn more online at www.osfstmary.org. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at billgaitherphotography.com. And by Casey's Party Supplies at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options and explain the detail of chemotherapy. medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McLean. 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
The next opponent for the Galesburg girls basketball team at their holiday tournament is the hosts, Charleston. They'll play tomorrow at 11. We'll have the broadcast at 10:40 here on WGIL.
Galesburg basketball to begin the second quarter, down 15-14. Dalton Davis dribbles top of the key. He looks to get rid of it, gives it over to Garrett Williams. Back to Dalton Davis. Brandon Thompson in foul trouble in that first quarter with two. So he had to sit down. He had a three. Galesburg and Edwardsville both three threes in the first quarter. Chad Thompson with it. He'll dribble up top of the key. They look to double team. Edwardsville does, and they can't do it as he got through it. Official standing right my way. Drives me nuts. Up top, Victor Davis. Bad pass on the baseline to Dalton Davis. He has to save, and it goes to Edwardsville. Bad pass there. Four turnovers.
If the Silver Streaks can keep it down to three turnovers per period, I like our chances to stay in this game.
Anderson attacking the middle. Shot up. Ricketts got a piece of the basketball and a foul underneath, as it appeared Edwardsville had an offensive rebound there, and that's something Galesburg's really going to have to work hard to avoid that. And the foul's on Victor Davis, his first, as Triggs came up with the offensive board. Not a shooting foul, though. So taking it out, Edwardsville. Here's Triggs on the left elbow jumper. Nice shot over Victor Davis. He got it to fall. And he has six in the ballgame. Edwardsville extends the lead to three, 17-14. The biggest lead has been four, and another careless pass. This is what we cannot have. Garrett Williams just simply throwing it away. Against this team, you're dead.
Yeah, you can't give you away that, possessions. Yep, because they're not going to be that plentiful in this one. And you don't want to get down by much. You want to hang in here in this 3-4 point range. That way it keeps you within a three-pointer from being right there, because this Edwardsville team could start to pound you as this game wears on with that size.
Anderson with it, top of the key, over to their shooter, Wheeler. He missed that one, faded away. Over the back on Ivory Watts. So four team fouls on Edwardsville as he got up on the back of Ryan Ricketts. And Galesburg gets the ball down 17-14. Got to take care of it. Last two possessions, turnovers, both teams with five miscues.
Wrong night for Brandon Thompson to pick up two quick fouls without
Absolutely.
The services of Ryan McElmurray.
Nice feed, backdoor, and going to get two free throws. Beautiful pass from Ryan Ricketts to a backdoor cutting Garrett Williams. Williams, 1 of 8 from the line so far this year. So this would be the perfect opportunity to break that spell. The foul called on Zach Sedlacek, his first. Edwardsville now with five. 6:25 to go. Second quarter, Streaks down three. Williams at the line. His first free throw attempt is no good. He's 1 of 9 this year. I just don't understand it.
Well, Dalton Davis probably won't get a whole lot of shots in this one. He's going to handle the ball and be a distributor, and we could use his shooting ability in this a few times, and I'm not sure Edwardsville realizes he is a good shooter, but without Thompson in there, Dalton's main responsibility just has to be take care of the basketball.
Garrett split the two free throws. 1-2-2 press by Galesburg. Edwardsville's Anderson gets it across half court. Over on the left side, wide open. Wheeler, look out. He had another one. You cannot leave him. Four threes in the first half, and they extend the lead to 20-15. He's going to beat you single-handedly. You almost consider boxing one in him. He just cannot leave him open. He's missed one shot. 4 out of 5, all from three. Victor Davis, top of the key, bounce pass on the right wing to Dalton Davis, guarded by Anderson. Dalton hawked out there, hands off to Victor Davis. Top of the key, pull-up jumper, partially blocked by Watson. The rebound, bad shot to Triggs. Down five, and Edwardsville can really put the pressure on Galesburg now with 5:38 to go in the first half. Anderson brings it across, guarded by Garrett Williams. Up top to Wheeler, guarded by Dalton Davis. Wheeler trying to get rid of it. High post pass to Sedlacek. Off a screen. Here comes Wheeler. Hook pass on the baseline. Good cover up as Ivory Watts had it. Anderson now driving left side. Got away with a travel. Sedlacek down low. Faking. Going to the basket with the left hand. Tricked. Blocked by Chan Thompson. Woo! And he came away with a rebound. Beautiful defense.
Blocked an All-State player on that one.
Galesburg back the other way. Garrett Williams. Long three on the left side. It is short. Rebound. Ricketts had it for a moment. Chased down on the floor by Sedlacek. He just popped it out of his hands, and then they just threw it away. Sedlacek tried to get it to his guard in the backcourt. He just gave it back. Thank you very much.
Five Edwardsville turnovers. First of this period, we've got a timeout, Silver Streaks.
We'll take the break as well. 5:01 to go in the first half. Edwardsville 20, Galesburg 15. Streaks basketball brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic Services. Doctors Garnet, Shire, and Bussey getting you back in the game. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square in West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street.
Did you know for $12 a month you could have renter's insurance? A shelter renter's insurance policy would protect your possessions and cover liability losses that could cost you thousands. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Call me today, 343-2428.
I'm Will Stevenson. The city of Galesburg has a Christmas tree drop-off site available if you're already ready to undecorate the tree. Find out more by clicking on local news at WGIL.com.
5:01 to go, first half. Edwardsville on top of Galesburg, 20-15. Streaks come back out on the floor. Brandon Thompson, who's been in foul trouble, is back with two fouls. Victor Davis, Dalton Davis, Ryan Ricketts, and Garrett Williams. Off the Edwardsville turnover, Galesburg basketball in front of the Edwardsville bench. Garrett Williams throws it into Dalton Davis. And Edwardsville coming out with Brandon Wheeler to guard Dalton Davis. And they have been all over Dalton Davis. On the baseline, back out to Davis now with the pass from Garrett Williams. Not a lot of motion yet. On the weak side, they're trying to scoot Victor Davis to the top of the key. They cannot get him the basketball. Now they do, way up near half court. On the right side with the ball, Dalton Davis looking inside. Nothing there. He'll step back with the dribble, guarded by Wheeler. Up top to Brandon Thompson, holds up his left fist. Coach Mike Waldo likes the defense, claps his hands. It's Edwardsville really kind of all over it, trying to take everything away. Up top, Garrett Williams, long three on the way, missed it badly. Rebound, Victor Davis. His putback is good. He got it up over Coe, and Victor Davis, 7 points in the ballgame with his fourth rebound, 2017. That was huge.
Well, he elevated so well. He realizes to get any shot off inside against this team, he can't just do the routine turn and shoot. He's got to get all his springs into that, and he sure did there.
Anderson left wide open, missed the three, though. Not a real strong-looking shot there, and a rebound to Ricketts, his third. He's getting some big minutes tonight. Streaks down three with the ball. Brandon Thompson over to Dalton Davis on the right wing. They're daring him to shoot it, and he will momentarily. Brandon Thompson with it now, right of the circle. On Sedlicek on him, so a bit of a size and speed mismatch. Bounce pass to Williams. Baseline, Victor, three, no good. Rebound taken by Tommy Anderson. And they look to slow her down as Anderson walks it across the Big Panther at midcourt at this very nice and cozy Lance Arena. Chan Thompson going to come in next, dead ball. On the right wing, and underneath, a pushing foul is called on Ricketts, I believe.
A lot of strong players in there for both teams, and it'd be nice to get that third one on Rodney Coe of Edwardsville.
Well,
he's playing with two right now. Love to see that happen before the break.
Fourth team foul on the streaks. Edwardsville with five. It was just the first on Ricketts. He comes out of the game. He's played very valuable minutes. In comes Chan Thompson.
Going
still
small.
Trying to get it in is Anderson, and that's a five. He can't get it into anybody.
Beautiful.
Outstanding defense on the out-of-bounds play.
Silver Streaks going with the smallest lineup of the night now with Ricketts sitting down. So we got three guards.
Handle the pressure. Handle the pressure. Brandon Thompson bringing it up against Tommy Anderson, who could not get the ball in. Victor Davis gets the pass. He looks for someone. Garrett Williams out right of the circle. He's going to drive to the basket. Good move to the hole. Missed the shot. I like the idea, though. A scrum for the ball picked up by Wheeler. He's got to go a little harder and not so off balance. He kind of just faded, and the shot went with it.
We're hanging in there. Just one of seven from the field in this second quarter, but still only 3 points down.
Edwardsville in the win over Granite City shot 57%. Strigg strong to the basket. He missed the shot. Claps his hands in frustration. He'll shoot two.
Chad Thompson with a foul for the Silver Streaks, trying
Chad's
to make the
first
block.
So Triggs to the line, has 6 points. He's two out of four from the stripe. And maybe he'll miss another. 2017, Edwardsville with the lead, trying to add to it. 2:52 to go in the first half. Will Triggs, Austin Peabound, fires away, and the shot is good. Got a nice touch, very nice touch. 21-17.
Yeah, his shot is, it's kind of a two-hand
yeah.
throw.
And his guide hand kind of gets in the way of, and you'll see that kind of a side spin on there, but his touch is real nice.
For a lot of guys, that doesn't work, but somehow he makes it work.
He'll get another one. He squares it away. He's got the follow-through. He makes both the free throws. So he's four out of six from the line, 8 points in the game, 22-17. The Tigers of Edwardsville leading Galesburg, 250 and counting in the first half. Dalton Davis brings it across. Tommy Anderson gets the ball for a moment. Now you got to chase it down. Dalton did. I think he was unsure at first if he could touch it. Chad Thompson down low. Garrett Williams, the Milan de Trees, gets it out of there. Dalton Davis, step back three on the way. No good. Way up to grab that rebound was Wheeler. Wow.
Dalton Davis almost finished a tremendous possession that time, though, because he did some great things getting the ball back twice and then taking it to Edwardsville. Faked his man off, got the shot just off the mark, but Davis was spectacular in everything but the shot that time.
Sedlacek up top, gets it over across the key to inside. Sedlacek down low, Trigg over Victor Davis, cannot make the shot, ball loose on the baseline, and grabbed by Dalton Davis. Good defense in there. Triggs was affected in there by Victor. Up top, Brandon Thompson really need a basket here. Garrett Williams with it on the right wing, the 6'7 Sedlacek guarding him. Over to Victor Davis, guarded by Watts. He puts it on the floor, attacks the middle. Brandon Thompson, three on the right wing on the way. Good! Brandon Thompson, second three of the game, and it's just a two-point Edwardsville lead. That's a big hoop right there, and Galesburg some momentum as the bench gets into it. 1:38 to go in the first half. Very impressive, and Edwardsville are going to spread it out into four-corner offense. Hey, that's fine with me. Let these guys get a break. You're only playing seven tonight if we're lucky.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, Edwardsville, they're not the type of team that wants to fly up and down the court, although I think they've got a couple of guards that could, but you've still got the three big guys, and they're going to be a pretty deliberate team most of the year.
Yeah, 53.5 a game, and then underneath, Galesburg gets the charge, taken by Garrett Williams on Triggs, I believe. That was a slick play. Triggs didn't see him there, and he just ran him over.
Yeah, Triggs.
It was on Wheeler.
Sedlacek also in the neighborhood, but whoever it was,
what
Garrett
a slick
was giving
play.
Up a lot of size on that, and Coach Mike Reynolds has to be real proud of his Silver Streaks effort here in this first half.
Wheeler comes out of the game, and for the first time, Josh White in with a minute 15 to go. Galesburg just a two-point deficit. And with the basketball, Dalton Davis working on Anderson. He has been hawked all night long. And on the baseline, oh, traveling violation. Those are the ones right there. You just got to eliminate those. You're right there playing with just an outstanding team. And, boy, you can't give them chances. 1:04 to go in the first half. Now you're asking your defense to come up big again. Down two with under a minute to go in the first half. Anderson up top. High post pass to Triggs. They're not going to be patient this time. He goes wild to the basket, and this time draws the foul. Chad Thompson a little late there. Mike Reynolds thought he had the charge. Great idea. He gave up his body. I think he was just a little late.
Yeah.
Chad's second.
In fact, the official almost indicated undercut. I don't know if you could say that or not because he was there before the player went up high, but didn't have himself quite set, and so you get the foul on the Streaks.
Triggs' free throw is no good. He shot a lot already, seven of them, and he's four out of seven. So in Ryan Rickich, got us to protect Thompson now, who's picked up two fouls. So Chad Thompson, Brandon Thompson, two apiece, without the services of Ryan McElmurray tonight and Calvin Mosley. So really a thin bench. It's already thin, and now it's thinner. Triggs' second free throw, his team up by two, is on the way, and he made that one. Splits the two, 23-20, Edwardsville. Galesburg, 50 seconds to go in the half. Dalton Davis brings it up against Tommy Anderson on the left wing to Brandon Thompson, who's taken a couple shots and made them both from downtown. They jump out to get him, and then they leave him. Right side, Victor Davis. He's putting it on the floor, going to the basket.
Wow.
Strong move with the left hand.
One on three.
Changed hands in the air and scored over two men. 23-22, Edwardsville. That was impressive.
Especially considering who he went up against right there.
Man.
That was something special.
Over a 6'5 kid and a 6'7 kid and changed hands in the air. That was outstanding. Just a one-point Edwardsville lead. Triggs with the top of the key. Calls over his guard, Anderson. 12 seconds. They'll get into it in a moment. They'll line it up. 9-8. Here he goes. Works toward the right side. 6. They want to get a shot for Wheeler off the screen. Go down low to Triggs instead. Opposite pass to Sedlacek. Wide open. Ricketts lost him over there, and Edwardsville ran that play to perfection at the half. Galesburg in the ballgame very much. Edwardsville 25, Galesburg 22. Stay tuned for the halftime show. Brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic Services. Doctors Garnet, Shire, and Bussey getting you back in the game. Again, our halftime score, Edwardsville 25, Galesburg 22. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
When it happens in the world of sports, we are there. Fox Sports Radio, weekends on WGIL.
Well, Galesburg hanging in there with the, sixth-ranked team in Class 4A, undefeated Edwardsville, 4-0. Edwardsville scored the first bucket of the game. Brandon Thompson came back with a three. Galesburg had a 5-2 lead, their biggest lead of the game. Edwardsville responded with a three by Brendan Wheeler. Basically played pretty even in the first quarter, 15-14 Tigers, and then Edwardsville just two field goals and three free throws in the second quarter, so an outstanding defensive effort by the Streaks. Edwardsville 10 points in the second quarter. Galesburg with a three ball by Brandon Thompson, a couple of Victor Davis field goals, and a Garrett Williams free throw. So it's 10-8 Edwardsville in the quarter, and they lead it by three, 25-22. Let's take a look at the numbers, and they are brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs.
You know, we were concerned coming into this one about the size of Edwardsville, but it's really not been the size inside that has hurt us too much. You know, it's been the Wheeler kid with that three-point ball that has been the biggest problem. So tipping the cap defensively in there to Chad Thompson and Ryan Ricketts and certainly Victor Davis, they're holding their own on the inside with this group of monsters from Edwardsville. Shooting percentage, Silver Streaks 34%. 8 out of 23 from the field, which in a deliberate game like this and playing good defense, that's good enough to keep us right there. Edwardsville only got 14 shots from the field. They don't just come down and fire the thing up. They're a pretty disciplined ball club. 8 out of 14, though, so they've hit 8 of those 14, 57%, and a few free throws as well, as Mike will tell us here in just a minute. Rebounding edge, a little bit of advantage to Edwardsville right now. I've got it 12-10 on the boards. Turnovers, Silver Streaks with 7, Edwardsville with 6. Streaks have forced a couple of those Edwardsville turnovers in the way of charging calls, and so nice to see us be able to take a couple of those in this, because it's those little things that when you're David playing Goliath, you've got to do those things out here. And so far in this first half, even though we're down 3, Galesburg has done a lot of things very well, because this is the type of team that could just slam you if you didn't come to play, and the Streaks have definitely come to play tonight.
Well, when it was a five-point lead at 22-17, you thought, uh-oh, and then Brandon Thompson hit a huge three to get Galesburg within two, and then bucket by Edwardsville, or a free throw, and then the late hoop by Sedlacek on the overplay as he hit it down from the left block. Gave Edwardsville the lead. Free throw shooting in the first half. The Tigers 5 of 8. Galesburg just 2 of 3. And both teams have knocked down 4 3-point baskets. The individual numbers brought to you by attorneys Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. Leading everyone, Brendan Wheeler. He averages 4 3-point hoops a game. He's got them all in the first half. 12, so he can just go away and not score anymore. Will Triggs with 9. He averages 16 and 2 apiece for Tommy Anderson and Zach Sedlacek. For Galesburg, Victor Davis leading away with 9 points, 6 points for Brandon Thompson, 3 apiece for Dalton Davis and Chad Thompson, and a free throw for Garrett Williams. Ryan Ricketts, valuable minutes off the bench with 3 rebounds, did not score, but his presence inside, he's played very good defense, very nice passing down low. He got Garrett Williams to the free throw line, or helped him get there with a beautiful feed, which Garrett got fouled, split a couple of free throws. Victor Davis with 4 rebounds to lead the way, 3 for Will Triggs to lead Edwardsville, as the Streaks trail just 25-22 at the half. We'll take the halftime break. Come back with more. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There's a new baby in the family, and life insurance should be utmost on your mind. Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency in Galesburg, has a great life insurance plan that is designed specifically for children. It's term life insurance to age 25, and is convertible at that time to cash building whole life insurance. You can pay in one reasonable guaranteed single premium. Makes a great gift from proud grandparents, too. Call Craddy Insurance about life insurance for children from Pekin Insurance.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
When I step onto your farm, I am dedicated to serving you. I will offer only the best seed for your farm. I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dyna-Grow.
When you choose Dyna-Grow Seed and CPS, you can be sure that you're getting the best seed for your farm. I'm Kurt Emkin with CPS in Yates City. Call me at 221-7351.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. Power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dickerson Photography. Timeless images for you and your family. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, where your office is their business.
Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, and on the web at galesburglaw.com.
I mean, they want to go high-low. Back at Eastern Illinois University, kind of scouting Edwardsville and just talking about could they run the table in the Big Six, and we kind of think no. Not to take anything away from them, but they are they have one shooter, no doubt about it, who can just light it up. Will Triggs, nice player down there, but no real other major offensive threats. Their point guard is a passer. He took a left-handed three outside and was off considerably on a good size, good long defensive team, but I would say Quincy would give him a heck of a game.
Yeah, and I would think East Moline would probably give them some problems at the, with their quickness out there at the guard spot, too. And, yeah, we've got especially four teams in the Western Big Six that could play with these guys, I think. And, well, five, because Galesburg's getting it done here tonight.
Absolutely.
And Silver Streak's back out on the court. I think I'll run over and see if I can grab a word with Steve Cheeseman here.
And at the earlier game, Galesburg a winner against Urbana Big, 81-44. I want to pass along some really tragic news. Monmouth Roseville girls playing in the Workins Cardinal Classic. Their game against Chicago UCSC Woodlawn was called off tonight. One of the players had a parent pass away unexpectedly, and our condolences certainly to the folks at Monmouth Roseville. Let's go down to the floor and Jim and Coach Steve Cheeseman.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Well, great first half, Coach. I mean, you're down three, but you're toe-to-toe with this team.
Yeah, and we're doing a lot of good things out there. I mean, some things that that have escaped us here for a couple ball games we're doing. We're executing pretty good. We're getting some loose balls. Stepped in and took a couple of charges. We're just, you know, one more play, one more little oomph here or there, and we can get over the top. And this is big for us. This is a fine ball club. We need to come out here in these first 3 minutes and make a statement and then play one possession at a time and see where it takes us.
Yeah, talking the locker room at halftime, obviously the guys have to be a little tired. You're short on the bench, and I guess Edwardsville playing a slow style, maybe that helps you out tonight.
You know, that does help us a little bit, and, you know, we are a little bit short on the bench, but that's one of the things we work hard all year about, to have the fitness level, the conditioning level, the toughness level to get us through these kinds of things. So we don't think that's going to be a factor. It's going to be more of a basketball issue and being able to execute and defend and do the things we need to do to win.
Okay, thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Jim.
Steve Cheeseman on the sidelines. The report brought to you by O'Neill Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. 25-22, Edwardsville on top of Galesburg at the half, led by one at the end of the first quarter, and then outscored Galesburg in a very defensive-oriented second quarter, 10-8. And obviously, tournament games galore going on, still to be played here tonight. Charleston and Taylorville, the girls will go next, and then the Charleston and Taylorville boys. And then tomorrow we'll start it off at 11 o'clock, pregame around 10:30-ish, with Charleston-Galesburg in the girls' game, and then followed by the Charleston boys at 4-4 against the Galesburg boys. And Then another set of games after that. Edwardsville basketball to start the second half. Tommy Anderson with it at the point guard position. Galesburg back out with Brandon Thompson, Dalton Davis, Victor Davis, Ricketts, and Chan Thompson, the starting five. Really want to get a stop here to start the second half. They run underneath, pass to Trigg, underneath, went around Ricketts. A little too easy there, and Will Trigg's the basket. He's got 11 in the game, and Edwardsville's biggest lead of the game now at 5, 27-22. Galesburg has responded when this has happened in the past with a bucket. Victor Davis up top, pass toward the legs of Chan Thompson. He'll dribble out of trouble, go to the point, and hand it off to Brandon Thompson. Thompson with it now.
Key to the second half is probably keeping Brandon Thompson on the floor because, yes. Again, we're down a guard with McElmurray out.
Brandon just threw the ball away. Back the other way. Coe just got away with a walk and laid it in. Cannot have those turnovers. 8 turnovers now, and they've got back-to-back baskets. And be careful now as they're threatening to really open this thing up. 29-22, Edwardsville. Up top, Victor Davis with the ball. Cannot have any more runs like that. 4 quick points to start the third quarter, and that's not what you want to talk about. Not the discussion at halftime. Off a screen, Dalton Davis left side, drives toward the basketball, stripped away from behind by Anderson. A fine play, and Galesburg's turned it over again. 9. 29-22, Edwardsville with the ball. And a chance to add to its lead. Baseline jumper, their three-ball shooter missed it. Wheeler up high, Victor Davis for the ball. Yeah, my heart stopped right there. He hits that, and this one may be over already. That's a tough lead to come back from. Left side, Brandon Thompson inside to Ricketts. They won't double-team. I wish he'd face up Turk and take him to the basket, draw a foul. Driving baseline, Davis will go to the basket, laid it in over Wheeler. Dalton Davis, nice move, 5 in the game, 29-24 Edwardsville.
Davis always surprises the other team's big men.
Yes.
The first time or two he goes to the basket because he's got the ability to get the ball off and up on the glass before they're able to come up and swat at it. They adjust later in the game, but he always surprises them early.
Brandon Thompson, rather, Chad Thompson, a partial block. Triggs got the rebound. He got it back again. Missed another bunny inside. Now he's grabbed it. This time it's Cole missing a bunny. 5 shots at the basket, and they didn't get any.
Unreal.
Rebound taken down by Ryan Ricketts. Wow, did they dodge a bullet there. Up top, Victor. Get in there for 3. No good. Rebound pulled out by Will Triggs. He's got a bunch already. He and Rodney Coe had 4 rebounds on that possession and came up empty, and Galesburg couldn't respond on the other end. Down 29-24, 5:27 to go in the third quarter. Triggs off a pass, free throw line jumper, buried it over Chan Thompson. That was pretty. Triggs with 13. He's heating up. 31-24. Tigers match their biggest lead. Dalton Davis brings it across half court. He's going to the basket. Shot partially blocked by Triggs.
Boy, that should have been a foul.
Should have
been,
is right.
Number 3.
Brandon Wheeler gets the rebound, and you're right. There was contact with the body. It was not called. Edwardsville, 7-point lead in the ball. Danger zone here. 5 minutes to play third quarter.
Especially when you got a little guard going in there against a big guy. Usually that's going to be the foul on Triggs, and they wouldn't call it.
Well, Coe went to the basket, contact, and he made it. He was defended, but he got it to go down. Edwardsville, an 8-2 run in this quarter. They're up by 9, 33-24. Look out. Driving basket, Chad Thompson should have went strong to the hole. Instead, he kind of faded back and missed the shot. Tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Streaks.
Well, we need something in the worst way on this trip down the court. A nice 3-ball would be great. See what we get of this out-of-bounds play.
Victor Davis taking it out. He's looking for a guy to get it into. All the way up top to Dalton Davis. 4:40 to go in the quarter. Down 9. Dalton Davis over to Brandon Thompson.
There
3 on the left side.
Ah.
Missed it. Rebound. Tommy Anderson. Now Galesburg's gone cold. And this, when you're limited with the bench, this is going to start getting your legs and stuff like that. And your shots, that's where you got to go to the basket. I know they blocked a couple. You got to keep going at it. Sedlicek, top of the key. Over to Anderson on the right wing with an official standing in our way again. All the way over to the left side now. He's going to pull up, shoot the jumper over. Brandon Thompson missed it badly. You give him that all day long. Ball triples out of bounds to the Streaks.
Yeah, that one brought Mike Waldo off the Edwardsville
bench. Yeah,
that was
not a good shot.
That's not what he wanted there. That was kind of one of those look like, well, I haven't shot for a while. It's my turn to shoot type things. And Streaks can take advantage here now, still trying to cut into that lead.
Dalton Davis with the basketball. He gives it over to Ryan Ricketts. Now he's sizing up Tommy Anderson, the point guard. On the right side, Brandon Thompson inside Victor Davis. Spinning on Watts and got it out. Up top, Dalton. Left side, Thompson. Inside, Ricketts gets a ball fake. Man in the air. And Wheeler got a piece of it.
Can't get a
and
call.
And Watts got the rebound. They are just all over, smothering people inside. 33-24 Edwardsville. Galesburg just a bucket in the quarter. That's it. And we have played 4.5 minutes. They're going to spread it out now.
You're not going to get as many calls here as you do on a Friday night conference game.
No.
They like to keep these tournaments running on time, and so it's not a case of no blood, no foul, but it's got to be, you got to hear some skin slap. And unfortunately for Ricketts, I thought he did get fouled that time, but he just doesn't have the ability to leap inside, so it's so hard for him to get shots off, even though he gets positioned down low. And now Edwardville's just going to stand there and hold the ball.
And they're hauling it until Galesburg comes out and get him. 3:05, and he's been Sedlicek standing literally in front of the scorer's table for about 45 seconds with the ball. Mike Reynolds has not given him the order to go out and get him yet. 9-point Edwardsville lead, and the clock just ticking away. 2:53, 2:52. And so far, just Sedlicek standing with the basketball. So nobody doing anything to come get the basketball. 2:40. And they're just holding the basketball. Of course, some of the crowd getting on him a little bit, but he's just doing what his coach told him to do. And I'm a little surprised Galesburg's not coming out to get him.
Yeah, well, I know that, you know, the streaks, they're down 9, which isn't good, but they're still in the ball game. And I think Mike Reynolds thinking, well, the more we can shorten up this ball game, maybe the better chance we have, especially with a thin bench.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So I think it shows good respect by Edwardsville to stand there and hold the ball. I mean, I think they're genuinely concerned about getting out of this first-round game with a win, and they've got the best advantage they've had all night, so they're just going to stand there and hold it. Now Chad Thompson comes out on the weak side,
right,
away from the ball, but still nobody's come out on the guy with the ball.
And that's Ryan Ricketts. It's his guy. He's underneath the basket, and everybody else is basically face-guarding their guys. A minute 53, so they've held the ball for over a minute and a half.
And this may go all the way to the end of the
quarter.
It
very well may. And you're right. I think he's trying to shorten this thing up, and I think it'll be Galesburg ball to begin the fourth quarter. In fact, the arrow is pointing that way, so... Well, if you can hold them here, a 9-point lead at the end of the third quarter, you are going to get some rest out of all this, and maybe it will work in your favor.
This is just something you rarely see anymore.
I saw it at the state tournament a few years ago, 4 years ago, and it's the last time I've seen it. It was Simeon, of all teams, just holding it.
Yeah, you're more likely to see it, A, in public league, and I think, B, sometimes in Southern Illinois as well, because they do tend to play, you know, these teams, Centralia, Edwardsville, the big defensive teams, they tend to play games in the 30s and 40s many times. And they will shorten the game, and certainly that's the case here. It's like a continuous clock. I haven't seen this for years. See a team just stand there and hold it for this long, and the other team not come out to challenge.
Under a minute now, and still holding the basketball just right in front of us. 54-53, so they're going to hold for the quarter. Mike Reynolds just kind of waiting to see what Edwardsville's going to do. They're going to get into their offense momentarily. Ryan Ricketts is the guy who will have to come out on Sedlicek to kind of make the movement happen until they eventually hand off to a guard, and you hope that maybe they make a mistake on the pass, because Anderson stands about 15 feet from Sedlicek with Brandon Thompson face guarding him. 29 seconds in the quarter, 33-24, so the game has been shortened dramatically by about a quarter. This has been an over 3-minute possession, 20 seconds to go now, and we'll see when they get into it, probably in about 5 seconds here, 15-14. Now they get into some movement, and Sedlicek puts it on the floor. 10 seconds. He is nobody's guarding him, and underneath there is a timeout. That's bizarre. 8 seconds to go in a 30-second break called by Edwardsville, leading the game 33-24, third quarter. We'll hang on to it here.
Well, I'm sure Coach Mike Waldo figures the worst they come out of this period with is a 9-point lead. If they can get a bucket here, it's a bonus. Their first double-figure lead of the game if they get a basket here heading towards quarter number four. For Coach Mike Reynolds, he's seen his guys out on the court just quite honestly get a rest.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they've just been able to stand there for several minutes. And again, as we talked at the outset, if you're just joining us, the streaks, who really aren't very strong on the bench anyway, do not have Calvin Mosley tonight, and we do not have Ryan McElmurray at the guard spot. So we are very low on numbers, and the guys out there playing have had to have a lot of minutes. And so a little rest at the end of the third quarter, not the worst thing in the world for Galesburg. Let's see if we can hold them out here as Edwardsville inbounds with 8 to go in the third period.
All right, Anderson, the guy, going to try and get it in. He does get it to Wheeler. He's covered up quickly. 6 seconds. Sedlicek, partially blocked shot, top of the key. It's Chad Thompson with a rebound. Half court, 2-1, shot up, no good. So a good defensive stand by Galesburg. They only scored 2 points in the quarter, but Edwardsville held the ball for about 4 minutes. So the fourth quarter coming up. After 3, Edwardsville, 33, Galesburg, 24. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com. And by Casey's Party Supplies at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
Life can be a balancing act. Let me help simplify things. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. At Shelter Insurance, we can insure your auto, home, and life. Let me take care of the business of life so you have time to enjoy it. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Pick up the new red WGIL button today at a participating sponsor. For details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Streaks basketball to begin the fourth quarter. Edwardsville held the dang ball for over 4 minutes, leading by nine, and with Galesburg in a depleted bench. So your heart reaches out to Galesburg and just begs for a win to make Edwardsville pay for not playing basketball, just holding the ball. State-ranked and playing a shorthanded team, and they hold the basketball. Up top, Victor Davis puts it on the floor. He is bumped. Oh, they call it travel. Are you kidding me? It's not been a foul called in the second half, and this time Galesburg gets whistled for a travel. Turnover number 10. That hurts because they're probably going to go back to play stall ball.
It's going to say those opening possessions of this period so important. If the Streaks can get a couple of baskets, it'll force Edwardsville, but here they go.
Coe to the basket. Wild shot, no good. Victor Davis, the rebounds. You got to get a basket every time down. They're liable to pull that out. Of course, Galesburg will come out and get them. And really, no foul trouble. That also benefited Galesburg. To the basket. Brandon Thompson got it to go down. Floating shot in the lane, and a timeout is called. By the Streaks, it's a 30-second timeout for Mike Reynolds, so 33-26. To see that backfire on them would be the greatest thing I've ever seen. You know what, though? You had Galesburg players in foul trouble. Now you don't. Brandon Thompson, Chan Thompson, two fouls each. No fouls in this half. So they can go and be aggressive and do whatever they need to. And this is a team here in Edwards, not a real good free throw shooting team. 5 of 10 in their last game. They had another game in which they shot about 60%. And so far in this one, 5 of 8, not too shabby. But this really kind of plays into the advantage if you can get another stop or two.
This Edwardsville team reminds me a lot of, you'd mentioned that Rockford-Jefferson team of a number of years ago. Real big inside with some quick guards, although I think those Jefferson guards were better than Edwardsville guards.
Oh, yeah.
These guys have got the shooter in Wheeler. But overall, this Edwardsville team, this is a very good team, but physically they're more imposing when they warm up than they have been so far in the game. They'll run into some trouble when they see some teams that can match or come close to matching their size.
Ooh, ball loose as Galesburg put the 1-2-2 pressure on. Uh-oh, Wheeler, a three on the baseline. Dang. He got it. That's a hurt. That's a killer right there. Wheeler with 15, all on threes, and they're back to a 9-point lead. Make it a 10-point lead now, 36-26. Thompson, scoop shot underneath the basket. No, Victor Davis, ball fake, shot good.
Right, Victor.
Needed that, 36-28. Victor Davis, 7 rebounds, 11 points in the ball game. Galesburg down 8, and they'll put the pressure on. 1-2-2, three-quarter court pressure. Chan Thompson at the point of that. Over to Wheeler. Will she foul out, go out of the game, do something, hurt your hand? He's got it now on the right wing, has 5 threes in the game, and he's really been the deadly player. Bad pass from Triggs down low. Trying to hit Sedlacek, threw it away. They have 7 turnovers.
First turnover of the second half for Edwardsville, and a good time for that one to come for the Silver Streaks, who can pull within 6, maybe 5 with a 3-ball here.
Dalton Davis brings it across. Tommy Anderson guards him very closely. High post, it goes to Victor Davis. Hands off to Dalton. He goes to the basket strong. Wheeler commits the foul with the body, his second. Dalton to the line. He has just 5 points in the game. He's 1 of 1 from the stripe.
Well, Silver Streaks are going to go down fighting, attacking the
Absolutely.
Basket. And I like that.
I do too.
You know, if we get called for some charges or don't get a couple of foul calls, whatever, but we're going to go down with a fight. We've got ourselves in a position to at least be in this game in the fourth quarter, see what we can do.
Dalton Davis free throw way short. Came in at just 58.5%. Just shocking, really.
That's been a killer. Mike Reynolds talked about how we're a few possessions away from winning games, or a few free throws away from winning games.
Second free throw by Dalton is good. He now has 6 points in the game, 36-29. Let's see if this pressure can force some turnovers, and Galesburg really getting into the pressure. This time, 2 guys up top, and they're going to really pressure Anderson. Anderson trying to dribble through. Here comes the trap. Long pass down to Coe to the basket and laid it in. That was pretty. They broke that perfectly. Coe with 6 points in the game, 38-29. It starts with getting a turnover out of your guard, and that time they got the long pass down. Coe caught it in stride and laid it in. 6 minutes to play. Galesburg needs to score every time down. Down 9. Victor Davis with it, right wing, takes Coe to the rack. He shot up and good, got it in. Victor, I think he can score anytime he wants.
He has proven that he can play with these big guys from Edwardsville.
He is the real deal. He's about played tricks right now. Wheeler with it, gets it over to Anderson. Back to Wheeler in the front court as they break the pressure. And again, 1-2-2. Top-heavy pressure to Triggs. No-look pass down low. Sedlacek kissed it off the glass and lead with a shot on the left black. He's got four in the game, 40-31. Full timeout on the floor. We'll thank the folks at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Has 15 2010 Altimas in stock ready for delivery. Power moonroof, push-button start, power seat, CD player, and a lot more. Through January 4th, you can take advantage of a $1,500 rebate or combined 1.9% 60-month financing with a $500 rebate. The Altima gets over 30 miles per gallon. That's important, seeing gas prices go back up just a little bit recently, and a 5-year, 60,000-mile factory warranty. We're driving a beautiful white 2010 Nissan Altima. It is plenty of room in there, and, boy, we had a lot of stuff coming this way. And as he mentioned earlier, and a little, not us, but a couple of cars spin out about 15 miles from here, blowing snow across the road, and this thing went right through it. So it was a very safe vehicle to be in. So go check it out at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg.
Well, you wonder what the strategy is over on the Edwardsville side. Mm-hmm. They took the timeout after the make. You wonder if they're going to start putting this thing in the deep freeze again. But
probably.
You know, I'm kind of the opinion of you. I understand the strategy to a point, but with the athletes that they've got out on the court to be playing a shorthanded Galesburg team and to be playing timid the way they are,
yeah,
seems a little odd to me, but we'll take it. Streaks need a bucket, as you said, every trip down.
Every time. Dalton Davis with it now up top to Brandon Thompson. Gets a step on Wheeler. Pull-up jumper from 16. Good! Brandon Thompson with 10 in the game, 40-33. Must get stops. 5:13 to go. A lot of time. But you got to force them into some bad plays. Garrett Williams in the ballgame trying to make some things happen. Anderson up top. Now they trap him. Ball loose. Victor just missed it. Triggs to the basket. Lays it in. They gambled and Triggs made him pay. He had to go for the gamble. And they have scored the last three times down, 42-33. Dalton Davis driving baseline. Zedlicek blocked the shot and got the rebound. One of the top block shots players in the Southwest Conference at three a game. And he's got about three in this one. He's got two for sure. Wheeler cross-courts it over to Coe on the right wing. Galesburg down 9 with 4:38 to go in the ballgame. Opening game of the Charleston Holiday Tournament, and they had to draw one of the best teams in the state in Edwardsville. Triggs just dribbled through everybody and laid it in. That was a Division I move right there. Biggest lead of the game now, 44-33. Jumper by Williams for three on the left side, no good. Rebound up top to Chad Thompson off the floor. And another jumper air ball for Dalton Davis on the right side. And that's not a good shot right there. He just kind of sagged his head, yeah, and put his hands on his short. Didn't like the body language.
Well, he was leaning away on that shot. Dalton's got to be into the shot, and he was trying to shoot that, leaning back a little bit, and came up well short of the basket. And Streak's effort's been good, but they're starting to run out of gas here, yep, right now on the offensive end, down by 11.
And then tomorrow it's back at him. I mean, play as well as they did for as long as they did. Well, you've really met the toughest competition right off the bat. You're going to get a pretty good Charleston team tomorrow at 12:15. Prior to that, the Galesburg High School girls playing Charleston. It'll probably be their toughest test. The Charleston girls ranked number 10, and Galesburg a blowout win against Urbana, 81-44. Their third straight victory now, 9-6 on the season. So the Streaks girls at 11 o'clock puts us on the air. Oh, around 10:35-ish. And then the boys against Charleston, they're 4-4 going into their game tonight against Taylorville. Taylorville 0-9. So we'll get Taylorville at the second session at 5:45. The Streaks girls will play the Taylorville girls, a pretty good basketball team. And then we'll see how it plays out for the final day on Wednesday as pool play comes to an end. And in the other pool, it's either going to be Effingham, Mattoon, Rantoul, or Tutopolis. Tutopolis and Effingham both won. And Mattoon and Rantoul were smoked. Not good performances by either of those teams. In fact, Rantoul scored 19 points. Here's a fast break, 2-on-1. Triggs, no-look pass, and lays it in. Fake the pass, the old fake and fade, and Triggs laid it in. 19 points in the game, and they have opened up a 13-point ball game. And Galesburg just trying to make something happen. Threw the ball out of bounds, but it was tipped off of Edwardsville. 4:01 to play. And Edwardsville has put together a pretty substantial run here to go up by 13.
Well, they've been getting a bunch of two-on-ones because we've been forced into having to overcommit, going for some steals on the high post we didn't get. But, hey, you play to win, and the Streaks may lose by more just because they're playing so hard to try and win it.
Garrett Williams missed a three on the other side. Triggs got the rebound, and he is fouled going down the floor. Just the first team foul of the second half on Galesburg. And, yeah, don't let him roll to the basket like that. You got to commit that foul. Garrett Williams committed it, his first of the ball game. So let's see. The Streaks got within seven at 38-31. And since that point, it's been 8-2 Edwardsville. It was a three-point Edwardsville lead a half in the third quarter. They stalled, held Galesburg to 2 points. Here's an inbounds pass to Triggs. Thought he was out of bounds and saved it way up top to Watts, and he just traveled. Eight turnovers on Edwardsville now. 46-33, the Tigers with the lead. Galesburg with the ball, 3:45 to go.
Well, no matter what the score, how far the Streaks are ahead or behind in this tournament, the same guys are going to pretty much be on the court because that bench is just so thin.
Yeah, there's just not much to go to right now. And Garrett Williams thought about pulling up for about a 26-foot three to Victor Davis. He's going to skip his way through the lane. Shot good. He's played very well.
Sure,
Victor
has.
Davis now with six in the quarter, has 15.7 rebounds in the game, 46-35. Pressure up top, and they foul Wheeler, and there's nothing wrong with that. As Victor commits it, it is his second, just Galesburg's second foul. 3:23 to go. Edwardsville, 46-35 lead.
Victor hesitated for just a second going for the steal.
Right.
So instead of getting ball, he got armed.
So line it up at midcourt. We're getting finally a substitution. Tremaine Carson in the ballgame. His first appearance in about five games. He is in for the Silver Streaks and will trap and foul, no doubt about it. He'll take Calvin Mosley's rolls. Here is a turnover in the backcourt. Down the line. What? Mike Reynolds stomping over there, and I didn't see it either. Where they say that Galesburg touched the line on the steal. I had the steal. So turnovers both ways. Boy, oh boy. I'm on the opposite side. I didn't see the line, but then again, I can't definitively say that they're wrong. It doesn't really matter. It's Edwardsville basketball, 46-35. They lead at 3:15 to go in the game.
Yep.
And up top, stepping on the half-court line. Did see that one as Coe committed the turnover. They now have 10.
Yeah, Dalton Davis forced him into that. He turned one way, then came back the other. Just stepped on the line a little bit, but that's all it takes once you've crossed midcourt in the Streaks. 3:12 to go.
Still time.
It's possible, not likely, but still chance.
Maybe Victor's got a couple of threes in him from up top. He's been taking Coe to school. Over on the right side, Garrett Williams got to catch that ball clean. Up top to Victor Davis, puts it on the floor. Out to Brandon Thompson, left side Dalton Davis. Inside, beautiful pass to Tremaine Carson, who's fouled. He'll shoot two. That was a pretty feed from Dalton Davis, way out on the left baseline to Carson on the right block. Carson, one of two from the line this season. He's getting two shots.
We've had some of the best ball movement in
beautiful.
This game at times that I've seen all season.
Carson with 5 points on the season. He'll shoot his first free throw, and he missed it. He'll make a substitution, Edwardsville. Josh White, who played a few minutes in the first half, comes in, and out goes Coe, so they go smaller because they know Galesburg's going to press. 2:59 to go, and an 11-point lead. Galesburg on the wrong end of that. Carson's second free throw, he about banked it, missed it. Victor Davis had it for a moment, and Triggs came away with it. Boy, he got up in the air to grab that ball. 8 rebounds for Triggs with 19 points. He is a very, very fine player. In college, he'll likely play the three. He's only 6'5", so he'll have to work on his ball handling a little bit. On the baseline, Wheeler inside to Anderson. No-look pass down to Triggs. Powered his way to the goal between two guys. Triggs with 8 in the quarter, 21 in the game, 48-35. Tigers in control. 2.5 minutes to play. 3 by Garrett Williams, right side. He's not been close on any of them. Remain Carson, put back, rebound. No, Victor Davis, put back. Nobody's fouled. He'll shoot two. So Victor's been Victor in this game, no matter who the competition is. He's been very good.
Galesburg getting two offensive rebounds brings the Edwardsville coach up off the bench to bark at his club.
Yep, they didn't block out. So Victor at the line. 15 points in the game. He is a 74% free throw shooter. First one's on the way, and it's no good.
Well, his were closer than Tremaine was.
Oh, Tremaine wasn't close. 1 for 5, the Streaks in the quarter.
Oh, Tremaine's got to spend some time at the line because, I mean, it's one
lots
thing to miss, but you got to at least be close.
Second free throw by Victory.
Missed them both.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1 for 6 in the quarter for the Streaks. Rebound by Triggs. He's working on a double-double right now. 9 rebounds. He's averaging 13.5. Anderson down the lane, feeds to Trigg. Look out! He was going to go and dunk it, and Carson fouled him. Fortunately, saved from being what they would call posterized.
Yeah, a hard foul by Carson. Gutsy,
I like
foul
the foul.
Because Triggs is coming over there, and he's a big guy.
He was going to stop it.
He was going to jam it with two hands, and Carson giving away a lot of size. Said, no, going to make you earn those points.
Well, it's going to go down to a pretty lopsided victory, but it really wasn't that type of game. And the strategy for Edwardsville ultimately paid off to shorten the game and force Galesburg to press, and they broke the pressure. They handled it. Free throw by Triggs is good. Galesburg had to overcommit at times. Their ball handling was very solid, and they were under pressure. But if Galesburg brings this effort out against the next two opponents, they'll win both those games.
Well, Trigg's making himself very valuable to college, not only because of his body and his hard work, but yeah, he missed a free throw there, but he's going to make more than he misses. And that takes work for strong guys, especially to have some touch, and he does have touch.
Thompson, 3 baseline, missed it. Rebound, Carson put back good. He's been nice on the glass. Tremaine Carson, second rebound, lays it in, 49-37. Mike Reynolds calls a timeout. With a minute 58 to go and a 30-second break, so we'll hang on to it right here.
Yeah, Carson, he's brought a lot of energy
he
off
really
the bench.
Has.
And Tremaine's done some nice things. Just, again, don't put him at the free throw line, and we're all right.
Just after 7 o'clock at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL, Mike Perry and Jim Lee here at Lance Arena on the campus of Eastern Illinois University, home of the Panthers, and Edwardsville on top. They are on their way to victory in the opening game against Galesburg. So Effingham and Tutopoulos, the other boys' winners today. Tutopoulos beat Rantoul 52-19. And then Effingham took out Mattoon 64-33. So it's Charleston and Taylorville, both the boys' and girls' games after this, and they'll call it a night at Eastern for this. And then the first session, if you will, at Baker Gym tomorrow at Charleston High School. Ball inbounded, trying to chase it down, but Wheeler grabs it, gives it to Sedlacek, caught it on the block and laid it in. He's been on the other end of some gorgeous passes.
Yeah, he's just kind of the garbage guy. Picks up a lot of short bank shots and block shots on defense.
Here's Triggs with a block inside on Carson, but Victor Davis gets it back and then shoots it over Triggs. No good. Rebound, Brandon Thompson. His shot blocked by Sedlacek. And then Garrett Williams steals it back. Where's a foul there? He was fouled up top on a three, then shoots another one, missed it. Victor Davis the rebound. Out to Dalton Davis, 3 on the belt. Baseline good. Boy, oh boy, a lot of different opportunities there. All kinds of shots going up. And Dalton Davis hits the 3, 51-40. Edwardsville trying to get the pressure or break the pressure. Wheeler, a crazy 3. I don't believe he put that up, and he missed it. Here comes Brandon Thompson the other way. What was he doing?
Coach, Mike Waldo.
Oh, my
he
Lord.
He's less than thrilled.
1 minute to go. Dalton Davis driving baseline. Another block. This one by Triggs. They had 14 blocks against Granite City, and they probably have 8 in this game. Wheeler gets it across half court. Down low, Triggs calling for the ball. Look out, he dunks it. Wide open, and he slammed it down with the right hand. You could hear him yelling for the ball from here, and he got the ball and stuffed it home, 53-40. 38 seconds to go. Ball stripped away. Uh-oh, look out. Triggs going full court. He's got some action for us. Another dunk. Back-to-back dunks by Triggs, 55-40. That one wasn't as clean as the other one. Ball inbounded to Victor Davis. He doesn't get many style points with that one. Now they're going to try and make a substitution for, what, about 15 seconds? If I'm that guy, I'm saying no thank you. Dalton Davis stripped away as he tried to get it in the front court. A dozen Galesburg turnovers. 12 seconds to go. Triggs, look out. He's going to the basket. Brandon Thompson, you're going to call an intentional foul on that. Little Brandon Thompson trying to stop Triggs from dunking on him, and he gets called for an intentional foul. You got to be kidding me.
Well,
the bad officiating continues into the Charleston Holiday Tournament. That's all I can say. Brandon Thompson's going to do nothing to hurt that big moose.
Yeah, well, with 9 seconds left and you're down 15, I'm sure, you know, Thompson's saying, hey, you're not going to go stuff on us.
Absolutely
for the third
not.
Time
Pull
in
the ball
a row.
Out. You got a 15-point lead. Have some class. What's he going to the basket for? He's just dunked it twice in a row. Your team's up 15. You got 9 seconds to play. Why don't you just pull the ball out and win the game? It's just not very classy. Triggs some extra to pad his stats, basically. So he's going to shoot two, and they'll get the ball back on the intentional foul. Free throw good. I'm just not real impressed with this outfit.
Triggs has got to have a ton of points this half.
He's got, he had 9 at the half, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18. Yeah, he's got 27. And he's going for number 28 right now. And he's had 6 real quick. Free throw is no good. 56-40, Edwardsville, 9.7 seconds to go. And they make a line change, big deal, 9 seconds to go in the game. Chad Thompson comes back in for the Streaks. They'll have a guy take it out of bounds. Mats Mushbaugh, a 6-foot senior, taking the ball out of bounds. They lob it in to Coe. Coe puts a shot up off the glass, no good. Ball tipped around, and a whistle with 5 seconds to go as Garrett Williams had the rebound, and they're going to call the foul on Garrett Williams. He grabbed the rebound. He gets the foul called on him. Second foul on Williams. No shooting, thank goodness. Edwardsville's Mushbaugh will take it out, and a reach on the out-of-bounds play. Garrett Williams again.
This one doesn't want to end.
Let's get it over with, fellas. Got a Bears game to watch them get beat.
On second thought, keep playing.
Let's play two more. What did Ernie Banks say? Let's play two. Mike Reynolds, I think, is going to pull everybody back and say, just let him bring the ball. Let him have it.
Compared to the Bears, I could watch Rantoul play Taylorville. And
Mike Reynolds just walked off the floor. I think that was his way of saying, I did not appreciate Mr. Triggs trying to come in and dunk the ball, and I don't even know that he's going to shake hands with Mike Waldo. Let's see. This is kind of interesting. He is staying at the end of the bench. He shakes the officials' hands. Let's see if he goes to the table. Mike Waldo walking there, and he's congratulating the Streaks players. We'll just hang on to this for just a second to see how this pans out. Kind of interesting because he pulled all of his players back off there and let Edwardsville just go ahead and have a shot if they wanted it. The final is 56-40. And Mike Reynolds does shake the Edwardsville players' hands. I'm watching Waldo. He shakes his hands. Just kind of a cool, good game, and off they go. So our final score, 56-40. Galesburg Falls loses their fourth in a row. Edwardsville, the winner. We'll come back with the pregame in just a moment. This is our postgame, should say. Let's play two.
The double postgame. We'll hear from Evan Massey, too.
That's right. We'll have Evan Massey on here as the Streaks girls come away with a big win as they knocked off Urbana 81-44, and the Streaks boys lose to Edwardsville 56-40. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian generator dealer. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By attorneys Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By Kohl's Diamond Gallery, forever starts here. By medical and surgical specialists, Drs. Tom Patterson and John McClain at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 502. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Silver Streaks boys basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square in West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision.
Shh! You did not just...
Look at that dish. Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by?
With my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision...
Foie gras.
I can't say that.
Out of collision.
Silver Streaks boys basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square in West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street.
Want to save 20% on your insurance? Insure your home and auto with Shelter Insurance, and you could save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. I'm Amy Howard, your Shelter Insurance agent in Galesburg. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call me today at 343-2428.
Where do you turn for legal advice? Choosing an attorney should be more than a trip to the Yellow Pages. For bankruptcy, divorce, personal injury, estate planning, or a criminal case, get experienced legal representation. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street, Galesburg, or at galesburglaw.com.
I'm Bill Butts. In the event that something happens to a parent, a person can provide by will that a guardian be appointed for a minor child. There is also a procedure where a standby guardian can be appointed by court order. This can bring peace of mind to know that a guardian can take over the care and support of a child immediately if the parent or current guardian dies or is incapacitated.
What happens if your family suffers from a loved one's unexpected death? Who will take care of your children? Find the guidance at Bill Butts Law Office, 119 South Cherry Street in the Berg.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies.
I know we just met Trophy, but I love you.
You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners.
Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breathe Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Breathe Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breathe Love Sporting Goods in downtown Key Largo. Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing, Breathe Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breathe Loves.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Oh, just a little further. Oh. Oh. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dickerson Photography, timeless images for you and your family, by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, and by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, where your office is their business.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS Boys Basketball continues with the Galesburg Orthopedic Services postgame show. Brought to you by Drs. Garnett, Shire, and Bussey. Getting you back into the game.
Good effort tonight, but shorthanded and too much Edwardsville. A gamble in the third quarter paid off for the Tigers, and they come away with a 56-40 lead. Galesburg trailed by just one after the first quarter, 15-14. Played Edwardsville fairly even in the second quarter, 10-8. Tigers outscored the Streaks then, led by three at the half at 25-22. And then decided about 4 minutes into the second quarter that they're going to stall and hold the basketball. And that's exactly what they did. They did not allow Galesburg to do much on offense. Just a field goal by Dalton Davis. And that was all Galesburg would score. 8 points in the quarter by Edwardsville as they took a 9-point lead, 33-24. Galesburg would cut that deficit down to 7 on three different occasions. The last one at 40-33. Galesburg, or rather Edwardsville, went on a 6-0 run to go up by 13 and put the game away, winning at 56-40. The postgame stats brought to you by Amy Howard, Shelter Insurance Agent for Auto Life and Home.
Take a look at the final numbers. Edwardsville ends up 56% from the field. Tigers were 22 of 39. Galesburg 16 of 49, 33%. Streaks did a nice job getting the ball inside on a number of occasions, but just getting it inside and then actually getting it up to the basket, another task against this big Edwardsville team. And it wasn't just one guy. They had three guys that were all shot blockers in there. And, again, we were pretty impressed with the ability the Streaks did have to get some shots inside. Dalton Davis getting up a couple of times. Victor Davis certainly showing that he is every bit the equal to some guys his size and bigger in this one. So some real pluses for the Silver Streaks, even in the loss. I thought the rebounding total also a plus. I had Edwardsville with 27, Galesburg with 23. A closer battle on the boards than you'd think. And, in fact, the Streaks had 8 offensive rebounds in the fourth quarter. You know, that shows you how hard they were working in there to try and keep the thing alive. And so the effort was certainly there. Turnover count down, but again, just wasn't a whole lot of pressure in this ball game. Streaks with 12 turnovers and Edwardsville with 9. Seemed like, Mike, Edwardsville's defense was more predicated on keeping you in front of them. They'd stay close, but they weren't reaching and poking a lot. They love that half-court game on both ends, and just a very basic team. And, well, when you got that kind of size and a three-point shooter, you can afford to do that, I guess.
Yeah, and they jumped onto that lead. They held onto it by holding the basketball. Then Galesburg's forced to apply pressure, and they did a good job of handling the basketball and going to score off of that top-heavy pressure. Found some hoops back on the backside, especially Triggs, and he made them pay, and he had a big game tonight as he led the way with 27 points, had 10 rebounds to lead Edwardsville, and then their shooter, Brendan Wheeler, came in averaging 4 three-point buckets a game, had 5 in this one, 15 points. The two Tigers in double figures, and the rest of his scoring, 2 points for the point guard, Tommy Anderson, 6 for Zach Sedlicek, all on beautiful feeds down on the block, and 6 by Rodney Coe. And Edwardsville in the game, 7 of 12 free throw shooting, and they made 5 three-point buckets. Victor Davis led Galesburg, had a double-double with 15 points and 10 rebounds. Brandon Thompson continues his double-figure scoring. He finished with 10 and 6 in the first half. Got in some foul trouble in the first quarter, but came out and had a pretty nice game. Dalton Davis with 9 points, 3 for Chad Thompson. So his numbers down in this one, just 3 points, 3 rebounds. Going to have more from him. Garrett Williams did not shoot the ball well, just 1 point on a free throw. Tremaine Carson gave the team a spark off the bench with 2 points and 3 rebounds. And Ryan Ricketts, in a starting effort, didn't score, but grabbed 4 rebounds. And I thought he played well in that role tonight. Galesburg just 3 of 9 from the free throw line, 1 of 6 in the fourth quarter, and made 5 three-point buckets in the game as they fall in this one. Final score again, 56-40. We'll come back and hear from head coach Mike Reynolds. Post-game coaches interview when we visit with him, brought to you by Kohl's Diamond Gallery. Forever starts here. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Lock your keys in your car, have engine trouble, or run out of gas? You can't predict what might happen while you're out on the road. With Pekin Insurance roadside rescue coverage from Craddy Insurance in Galesburg, you will have peace of mind service 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Call Craddy Insurance today for more details about why you should have this. One call does it all, roadside rescue claim service from Pekin Insurance. You'll put your mind at ease.
I'm Bill Butts. Divorce can be a disaster to the family situation, for grandparents, uncles, and aunts, as well as obviously to the children. That's why Illinois courts now favor mediation as a way of allowing the parents to work together to keep all these family relationships as intact as possible. Our office is committed to this goal.
If you're going through the complicated challenges of a divorce, turn to someone who has your family's best interests at heart. Turn to Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg.
As a mother, you keep a close eye on your family, watching over them, seeing to their needs, looking after their health. That's why OSF St. Mary Medical Center consistently recruits the best minds in healthcare, from nurses and technicians to physicians and surgeons, and why we offer not one, but 8 convenient clinics throughout the Galesburg area. Learn more online at www.osfstmary.org. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
McDonald's new Bacon and Cheese Angus Third Pounder. Until this moment, 10 million taste buds seemed redundant. Now, you fear there may not be enough. The thick 100% Angus beef alone will require 7 million. A million for each strip of crispy bacon, another million for the cheese, a half a million for the crinkle-cut pig. Hold the phone. Is that another strip of bacon? Angus Axiom No. 72. A bigger bang for your bite. At participating McDonald's.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
The next opponent for the Galesburg girls basketball team at their holiday tournament is the hosts, Charleston. They'll play tomorrow at 11. We'll have the broadcast at 10:40 here on WGIL.
Back at Lance Arena, the final score in the boys' flat basketball game. Galesburg falls to Edwardsville by a final count of 56-40. Prior to that, the Galesburg High School girls came out firing and whipped up on Urbana by a final there, 81-44. The Streaks girls have won three in a row now and have a 9-6 record. The Streaks boys now drop their fourth, and they fall to 5-6. We'll visit here with head coach Mike Reynolds, brought to you by Kohl's Guide Diamond Gallery forever. Starts here, and we'll get the microphone turned on. Here is Jim Lee and Coach Mike Reynolds.
All right, well, Coach, obviously a gutty effort by these guys tonight. We looked out on the court, and every one of those guys played a lot of minutes, and all gave you really valuable contributions at some point in a game where, size-wise, pretty overmatched.
Yeah, you know, we got a group of fighters. They want to win, and they play it hard. And I know it got a little rough and tumble at the end, and that just is what it is. It happens, you know, and our kids, you know, they wanted to win the game. And we didn't come here to not win. And Edwardsville didn't come here to not win. And you know, we were a little shorthanded tonight. You know, we're down two guys in our rotation. But, you know, we're hopefully, it's like we said in the locker room, we're hopefully not going to sit around and feel sorry for ourselves. We're going to come back tomorrow and play the way we're capable of.
A couple of points of this ball game, certainly in the third quarter when they pulled the ball out, ran the final three-plus minutes off the clock. Kind of a chess match. What was your thinking on that?
Well, I mean, I think if you took a video of that, you'd see that they're bigger, stronger, faster than us at every position. And it, to our benefit, the game was shortened. And unfortunately, when you saw we got down with 3 minutes to go and had to chase around, you saw what the score was. If we've got to run around, chase teams around with our size, you know, eventually on the glass, we're going to be in big trouble. And you know, they had a really good player in Triggs. But most of his points came when we had to extend ourselves and press, and he was able to dunk the ball or lay it in. And you know, they finished the game well, and I thought our kids played really well. Of course, the running and chasing guys around, that's not our style right now. And you know, I mean, we're not going to be very successful against really good teams doing that. That's why we got to play a little closer to the vest. And I thought he kind of played into our hands under that move.
You know, early in the ball game, it wasn't so much their size, but Wheeler, the three-point shooter, nailed four in the first half. And did you do anything different against him as the game wore on? I know Dalton was trying to chase him around as much as he could.
Right. I mean, we you know, when we extended out and pressed and tried to change tempo, he was able to find openings and knock shots down. That's why you don't like to press and run and fly around against guys that can play, because they find the openings and make it. And you know, he's a really good shooter. I think he had 16 makes in four games already, shooting almost 50%, and he didn't hurt those stats tonight, that's for sure.
If you make all your free throws, you probably still come up a little bit short, but they're in the fourth quarter, one out of six, and boy, that you know, you talk about a couple of possessions shy of winning close ball games, and those free throws just loom awful large, don't they?
Yeah, it's frustrating. You know, you hate to, you know, we don't want to talk much about it, you know, the psychology of the free throw, I guess, or something, but you know, for guys that can really shoot the ball, for some reason, you know, we just don't go up and knock it down. You know, there's some guys on our team can't shoot, and they miss them, and they're going to be low percentage shooters. But, you know, when Victor goes up there and misses two, he's a better player than that. And, you know, the good thing about Victor and the other guys that missed them, Dalton, who missed one, and Garrett, who missed one in the first half, is they're high character guys. They keep working, and they keep fighting, and they keep playing hard. And you know, when you keep doing that, there's good karma. You know, there's a lady in line at Subway today that kind of got in the middle of our mix when we were buying. And I thought when we left, she said, "Well, you can buy mine." Maybe we'd have had a little better karma if I'd have bought her lunch today.
You know, you mentioned Victor. I think he proved that he can play with some of the guys his size in there. He really showed up big in this one today.
Oh, he can play. You know, it's amazing to me that, you know, he's got D2 offers, and you know, the Division I's watch him, and they find warts, and they find this, and they find this he can't do. And And you know what? I'd love to have him on my team. I don't care where I was coaching. He's a program guy. He's a winner. And, you know, we're going to get this turned around for him this year. And you know, and I hope, you know, you hope that people don't judge a painting halfway through, and you hope they don't judge our team halfway through, because I'll tell you what, some Friday night in March, if we can make it there, I'm sure there's a lot of people won't be wanting to play us in Geneseo.
You know, in the last two teams we played have probably been the biggest teams we played all year back-to-back. Looking at this kind of away from the Silver Streaks, how do you think of if Assumption played Edwardsville? Which do you think was the better team, Mike?
Well, better is something to say, but Edwardsville's pretty good. And I don't know if they're the best team we've played so far. They haven't played that many games, so it's hard to get some trends and things on them. But I'll tell you what, I'm not knocking our conference. Quincy and United Township and Rock Island, they can really play. And you know, we played Assumption, they can really play. And we'd love to have Assumption on another night, too. They're big and strong. But I'll tell you what, those three teams that are basically undefeated in our conference for Rock Island, I mean, they're really, really, really good. I think sometimes that gets lost in the mix. People say you're 0-3 in the league, and you're playing a team that's rated in the top five. You're playing an undefeated team. You're playing another team that's rated in the top five with a guy with 20 Division I offers, you know. And we're piecemealing some things together, you know. We're still in the rebuilding stage. You know, I just reading some things about Bill Parcells. You're in the rebuilding stage. The first thing you do is beat the teams that you should be able to beat. And we think we've done that in the five games that we've won. We think those are games we should have won. And then, you know, the next step is you compete with the teams that are maybe a little more talented than you. We've done that. We want to take another step. The next step is you beat the teams that you're trying to compete with and you're trying to get better with. And I don't, you know, you can't guarantee anything, but I still got to believe that our high-character kids will do that by the end of this year.
You know, Mike and I remarked at halftime, too, while Edwardsville has a lot of talent out there, I don't think they run through the Western Big Six unbeaten either, because and I've got to think that helped prepare our kids tonight to play a good ball game against this big, strong team, the fact that we've been up against such good competition so far.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, that's – we're tested. I don't think – and you can say, you know, I've had that argument when I was at Bismarck. People say, oh, we played a really tough schedule, and you're 21-2, you haven't played anybody. Well, we played a tough schedule, and we haven't beaten them. So – that's prepared us for some things. I don't know that gets us a higher seed or gets you anything in the end of the day, but it's prepared us. And I think in the end of the day, you roll our team out in the regional, and you know, I'm sure Rock Island and Geneseo have got better records than us, aren't looking favorable to play the Streaks, that's for sure.
All right, what's the plan for the rest of the night and the morning getting ready for Charleston?
Well, I mean, we've seen Charleston on tape a couple times, but we're going to stay in. You know, our coaches are going to stay and watch guys go eat. And you know, Buffalo Wild Wings has been pretty good to us back town. So the same people own it, so we're going to go there and eat. And you know, the kids will go there and eat. We'll stay here. It should be pretty good. Should be a pretty good night. I know our kids. I know our kids well enough, and I don't think we've left a game yet saying, boy, they didn't play hard. They didn't compete. And did it get crazy, a little crazy at the end? Well, it happens. Okay, we got great kids, and we know that we're going to play hard and compete.
Well, we thought Brandon Thompson's foul was very fair. You don't want to let a guy dunk on you three times in a row, and especially at that point of the game, that was kind of an unnecessary advance to the basket at that point. We thought it was a gutsy play by Brandon to stick his nose in there and get the foul.
I mean, it is what it is. You don't want to get embarrassed. I think when a guy goes in Tomahawk Dunga with 10 seconds left up 15, he's trying to embarrass you. And he's a good kid. Kids are kids, you know. Doesn't make that guy a bad kid. Doesn't make Brandon a bad kid. They're competing. They wanted to win. That kid's a great kid. Brandon Thompson's a great kid. We all known him for years. You know, it is what it is. They're not going to go fist fight in the locker room later. They're just going to, you know, laugh and probably go the other way. You know, just is what it is.
Yeah. Don't let the heat of the moment overcome anybody. I think that's probably been the key, and I think everybody did a pretty good job of that.
Yeah, I think so. You know, we were frustrated. We thought it got a little physical at some points, but then again, you know, they put, you know, when you drive in, those guys went pretty straight up. I mean, of course you beg for a call, but he went pretty straight up, and you know, they made the referee decide. The referee decided that he was made a good play. Unfortunately, you know, in the fourth quarter when they drove down on us, we didn't make them decide. We kind of tried to block or you know, do something different. And that's where the toughness thing comes in. We got to get tougher.
All right. We'll load it up and do it again twice tomorrow. Thanks, Coach.
Hey, thanks a lot.
That's Coach Mike Reynolds on the post game. A gutsy effort against Edwardsville, but Edwardsville comes out on top 56-40. But Dave's on about a crunch time player of the game. Got to go with Victor Davis tonight against some Division I talent. Held his own, 9 points in the first half, wound up with 15 points and 10 rebounds. Victor Davis, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. We'll recap the girls' high school basketball Streaks win against Urbana. We'll do it with Tom Meredith, talk about that game, and the Streaks now on a three-game winning streak. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
There's nothing like the sweet, sensuous allure of
chocolate.
And once your mind gets set on
chocolate,
you've got to have it. So head over to McDonald's for a McCafe hot
chocolate
or mocha. Real steamed milk blended with oodles of velvety
chocolate
syrup, fluffy whipped cream, and topped off with a decadent
chocolate
drizzle. McCafe your day with a mocha or hot
chocolate.
At participating McDonald's.
On and on she went about how it was the best $10 she ever spent. Hey, I'm cute and cuddly, but I'm messy. For $10, my person picks up a Krypton mat. It blocks odors, stains, moisture, and bacteria. Plus, it's waterproof, easy to clean, and made right here in the U.S. of A. She says this Krypton mat works great under my food and water bowls. She even put one on the sofa.
Where there's a problem, there's a solution. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies.
I know we just met Trophy, but I love you.
You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners.
Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Breed Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Huron. Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing, Breed Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breed Loves.
Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Robertson, Wilcox & Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, and on the web at galesburglaw.com.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Where do you turn for legal advice? Choosing an attorney should be more than a trip to the Yellow Pages. For bankruptcy, divorce, personal injury, estate planning, or a criminal case, get experienced legal representation. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street, Galesburg, or at galesburglaw.com.
WGIL and F&M Bank congratulate the HIV/AIDS Task Force of Western Illinois, this past week's Hometown Hundreds winner, nominated by Rhonda Brady. Congratulations from WGIL.
Streaks postgame here at Charleston. The Galesburg High School girls opened with a convincing 81-44 win over Urbana. And the boys fell to a very good Edwardsville team tonight, 56-40. The postgame brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnet, Shire, and Bussey, getting you back in the game. We're visiting with Tom Meredith, who was there for the Galesburg Silver Streaks girls basketball third win in a row. And I know we had some technical issues with some equipment, but I know Coach Evan Massey after the game, the girls, I watched a good chunk of that, came out firing. We're firing on all cylinders against the Nirvana team. His thoughts after the game?
Well, that was number one, the fact that they came out early, shooting the ball well, and really this is about as effective as the full court press has been. He talked about that. And the Canton game, number one, he said that was probably the closest to the Grinnell style that they've been throughout the season. Even more so tonight with that full court pressure that they were actually causing turnovers in the backcourt and finishing after getting the turnover rather than, you know, they've had some games where they forced a turnover then turned it right back over themselves, but they were able to get the turnovers and convert. And also Coach Massey talked about the fact that we talked about how some of the girls that you know, although he does have the regular rotation, there's some other girls that don't play quite as much that really contributed. And in a game like this, that Sarah Nelson, especially Jennifer Markley, who had an outstanding game, Jessica Lieber, able to get a lot of minutes. And, you know, he says, you know, people expect us to play the new Triers every week. He said, not all games are like that. He said, but especially for a team like this, you need a game like that every now and then, that the girls are just able to relax in the second half, just go out and have fun, just go out. They're still playing hard when they're on the floor, but they're out there having fun as well.
And they're on a three-game winning streak, and I know when you implement a new system, it takes some time for that thing to all work out. I know they had 10 or 11 three-point baskets in the first half, getting a lot of people involved. Does he get the feeling that maybe, I don't know that he could say that they're fully comfortable, but are they getting to a point where he thinks they're almost there?
I think he really is. I think that's the case. And really the last four or five games, we've really seen improvement every single game in some aspect of it. And that's what Coach alluded to. He's like, you know, it's a lengthy process, but we're finally, it seems like the girls are getting more and more comfortable with it. And, you know, here tonight with an extra 10 feet on the floor, didn't matter, that full court pressure still, that, you know, like I said, able to cause a whole lot of turnovers, especially early in the game.
And then adding Jessica Lieber into the mix, saw her out here, obviously. I wasn't aware that maybe she would get called up. I know she was tearing it up at the sophomore
right.
level, averaging better than 20 a game.
Right.
Where does she fit in with this club in terms of what's expected out of her? What's her role?
You know, I think at this point, just, you know, it's going to be spots. You know, she did get in late against Canton, got her first varsity points there. But at this point, it looks like it's just going to be more late when games are kind of in control to just get a taste, a feel of the speed of the game, number one, because it's obviously, yeah, each level you go up, it's a whole lot faster. And she's obviously coming from junior high, she's playing at the sophomore level
right.
a whole lot faster. But especially the pace that the varsity plays at, getting up and down the court, just a chance for her to get a feel and, you know, kind of get used to what they're doing early on.
And I know he's probably watching right now as Charleston and Taylorville are going at it right now. Charleston undefeated and getting it handed to him a little bit by a Taylorville team that's leading 18-10. And did he mention anything at all about, I mean, obviously I think his approach is we do what we do, make other teams adjust.
That's exactly it. That's, and you know, and really that's all along, you know, since I've been around doing any games for the girls, that's kind of always been his philosophy. But I think it's even more so now because of the style. I mean, there were things he would do in the past where, yeah, you would adjust maybe some aspect of your game to what another team did, but now it's really the other team really has to adjust to what they do more than the streets having to adjust to anything anybody else does, because they're just going to go and get it up the floor, shoot the threes, try to get the offensive rebounds, and that's the biggest thing. And they did a really nice job of that again tonight, is getting those offensive rebounds. Basically, you know, the goal is to get up a certain number of three-pointers, but it's not the percentage you hit, it's the percentage of offensive rebounds you get. He talked a little bit about that in the postgame, that you need to get 40% of the offensive rebounds so you get another shot at it, be it, you know, an easy putback, which they got a few of those, or possibly another three.
Very impressive effort tonight, 81-44. They beat Urbana to get Charleston tomorrow on the air about 10:35, 10:40, somewhere in that neighborhood, as there'll be a game played at Charleston High School's Baker Gymnasium. In the first session, the Galesburg High School boys will then play Charleston, and then it's back here at Lance Arena for the second session of the day, in which the Streaks girls will take on Taylorville and the boys will take on Taylorville, and then it's seventh through first place games on Wednesday. We'll take our final timeout in the post game, come back and wrap it up as the Streaks girls win against Urbana 81-44. Streaks boys fall to state ranked Edwardsville 56-40. This is Silver Streaks boys and girls basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Some dealers can no longer finance at 0%, but not at Yem Chevrolet.
Go, 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 go!
Go or zero during the Go event at Yem Chevrolet and save thousands. With 0%, save $17,460 on a new 09 Chevy Suburban, or save $7,881 on a new 09 Pontiac G6 GT. Normal MSRP, $27,875. But at Yem, you pay just $19,994. Go for zero now during the Go event at Yem Chevrolet and get 0% financing for 72 months. Get zero payments until 2010 and pay zero money down. Hurry. This Go event ends Saturday, January 2nd at Yem Chevrolet on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Go, 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 go
event. Stock numbers 90307-90549. Savings based on the difference per month from 0 to 8.99% APR over 72-month loan with approved credit. Not valid with other offers. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Jeff and Lori from Kohl's Diamond Gallery.
Some places want to fool you with the illusion of great values, but what they don't tell you is that the quality has suffered dramatically.
Lori and I take a lot of pride in every piece of merchandise in our store. We hand-select every diamond, which means you'll never find anything less than the finest quality.
Come and let the Kohl's Diamond Gallery family take
take care of you. We will make sure you're satisfied with your purchase and guarantee you'll want to visit us again.
Cole's Diamond Gallery, 54 South Seminary, downtown Galesburg. Forever starts here.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24-7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Clish.
Shh, you did not just...
Look at that dish. Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by with my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision.
Foie gras.
Out of collision.
Did you know for $12 a month you could have renter's insurance? A shelter renter's insurance policy would protect your possessions and cover liability losses that could cost you thousands. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Call me today, 343-2428.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
A split decision of sorts as the Silver Streaks girls win their third in a row. They knock off Urbana soundly, 81-44. And the Streaks boys lose to Edwardsville. Very good Edwardsville team, 56-40. So the girls now 9-6 on the season. The Streaks boys fall to 5-6. Got to get back on the horse and ride tomorrow, 11 o'clock. The Streaks girls will take on Charleston. And the pregame coverage around 10:35, 10:40. From Baker Gymnasium at Charleston High School. Then the boys follow at 12:15 against Charleston, the Trojans. And then they'll take that break in there, and it's back to this facility for the second session. 4:30, the Streaks girls against Taylorville. Coverage beginning at 4:06 here on WGIL. And then the Galesburg boys taking on the winless thus far Taylorville Tornadoes at, again, 5:45. And then we figure out at that point where the Streaks boys play. If they can win two in a row, chances are they're going to play in the third-place game at 5:45 against the third-place team from the Red Pool that features Effingham, Mattoon, Rantoul, and Tutopoulos. If the pairings were to go according to par, it would be Effingham. But we'll see how that all pans out. Girls very much alive in the possible championship game, and their pool opposite of them, Decatur Eisenhower, which lost 64-40 to Effingham. Effingham, of course, Paris, which lost to Tutopoulos 54-29, and then T-Town, a historic girls basketball program. So a lot of basketball to bring your way tomorrow. Again, we'll get it started about 10:35 here on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL. So, again, the girls a winner big over Urbana, 81-44, now 9-6, winners of three in a row. The boys have dropped their fourth in a row into all solid competition. They'll try to turn it around tomorrow, expecting a good day from this Charleston tournament as Edwardsville wins 56-40. For Tom Meredith and Jim Lee, I'm Mike Perry. Appreciate you tuning in. Appreciate all the help back at the radio station, Studio Engineering. We'll say goodnight for now from Charleston.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.